From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
That they have voted well. Off turn two for the final time, the Budweiser Dodge is on his way.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland and Carla Heath and Galen Stewart. Man, I wish I could tell you that was me playing guitar there, but
and I wish I could tell you that was me winning $1 million.
So, and Carla, what do you wish? As long as we're
I'm ready for a nap.
I am too. Let's get on the phones. Got a couple of people hanging on. First of all, let's talk to the winner of the 60 Minutes of Fear out at Evergreen Speedway. I believe it's his second in a row. Of course, I know he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but the Cowboy John Carlson joins us. How are you, John?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you guys doing?
Good. Was it two in a row?
Or
three?
I didn't win last year.
You didn't?
No,
oh, Ricky Deeds did. That's right. That's right. We had him and Vern in after that. Yeah, I remember that now.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Carla. Yeah, that was quite the race. Boy, there was all kinds of intersection stuff going on.
A lot of controversy, too, huh?
Yeah, I've been hearing about it a little bit.
Drama is the word I heard.
Not sure exactly what was going on. I've got a few little ideas, but yeah, it's definitely something.
Well, that's what happens, John, when you lead these things and you're going forward. You miss out on all that garbage, huh?
Yeah, I managed to miss out on quite a bit of it.
That's good.
So briefly, tell us about the race, man. What got you up to the front?
Just staying consistent, being smooth, keeping patient, and, just charging the intersection when you need to.
Mm-hmm. How many cars did you have start the event?
I think we may have actually had 22 this year.
Uh-huh.
And usually that event we start just a flat 20 cars, and then we have a B line and a C line, and they
right.
fill in as it goes. But this year we didn't have that many cars, and they started the whole 22 car field.
Now, traditionally on these races, you have a lot of guys, that don't normally run. You know, Steve Cox will come in and run these things. Some of the real heavy hitters from the past. Did you have any of those guys in there? If you're aware of them?
No, none of those guys showed up.
Regular show, huh?
Nope, I was really hoping that old Coxman would have showed up. But
yeah, it's always a show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun to have him out there racing.
Yeah, it is. So tell us, who finished second in that?
That was, I believe, Nick Gunderson finished second.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Go,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah, yeah. And then his brother Ryan Gunderson finished third, and then Daddy finished fourth.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Wow.
Yep. I had a pack of Gundersons behind me.
So Gunderson got a bigger, you count their winner's purse versus yours. I have a feeling you probably still came out ahead, huh?
Pretty close.
Right.
It was probably just about even almost.
Oh, was it? Cool. Having fun this year, John?
This year has been a really good year. It started out really good. I've won the first two races of the year, and just like last year, went out the points leader and starting this year off being the points leader.
Cool.
Who would you like to thank, John?
I only got a few people. I got Marie from MyCAD, does all my vinyl work for me and my lettering. And then I got to throw a big shout out to Robbie down at Action Machine Shop.
Oh, yeah.
He's done me a lot of good. And you know what? Anybody out there listening, tell them the Cowboys sent you down there for the engine work.
And, he needs more. He was griping at me today about how darn busy he is, so.
Yeah, he's done me a lot of good and helped me out a lot with that motor I've got. And if it wasn't for him, boy, I don't know if I'd be racing this year is about the best I could tell you.
John, you've been doing so well over the last few years in that car. I'm just kind of curious, is it the same car and you just go out there on skill, or do you work really, really hard on that thing and keep it perfect? How does that go?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of work on it. There's some weeks where I can get away with not doing anything and relax a little bit, but then there's other weeks I get over there and work on it 3-4 hours a night, sometimes 5 hours a night after work.
Is that right? Wow. Is it based on some kind of stock chassis, or is it all fabricated?
Uh, It's pretty much it's all fabricated. It has a Camaro front clip in it for the most part, but other than that, it's all fabricated.
Well, you've done so well with that thing over the last couple of years. I mean, every time you turn around, you're John Carlson in Victory Circle. It's good to see you there again, buddy.
Yeah, this one was a real fun one to work on, too. That was a fun race.
Well, you remember how I told you how you get on the show, John, so just keep it up, okay?
Well, you know, you told me the last time I seen you before you went out of town to your little deal, I wanted to get on the show. I had to win the race.
That's
you
right.
Know, I do what people tell me to as best I can.
There
well,
you go.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, appreciate it, John. Have fun out there, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Too.
Yeah, we will. Thanks a lot, John. Congratulations to John. Let's get on to line number five. Good friend of the show has been since the minute we fired up the switch on this thing. Scott Ellsworth joins us. The Northwest Tour has got their, finally, hopefully they can pull this off, season opening race over at Yakima Speedway. Good evening, Scott.
What do you mean, hope that we can pull it off?
No,
we are going to pull it off.
Okay, there you go.
You're just going to do it.
If I have to run around with an umbrella over every car, we're going to make this go. It's been a long, long time since we actually saw a car on the racetrack back at the end of March at Yakima. I mean, excuse me, at Evergreen. Mm-hmm. And so we going to open up the season this weekend over at Yakima Speedway. And you got to bear with me now. This may take up the rest of the show.
Okay.
For the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. For the Yakima Grinding Width Filters 125 presented by Burrell's Tractor.
Scott, you've only got, what, 125 laps?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to use them all up just to give the title.
Well, so, looks like got the weather report up here. Looks like sun 70. With a chance of sprinkles, but with you, either you're going to get tired announcing that race, or you're going to get tired running around with a
big old blue tarp.
Yeah.
Well, you trust me, we are going to find a way to get it in. They're talking some showers, but only about 30% chance, and this time of the year with 70-degree temperature, the track would dry up fairly quickly if it happened. But it looks pretty good, and Sunday even looks better, so we'll be okay.
Cool. Now, how many cars have you got signed up for this show?
Right now, we got 18 cars and a few surprises coming. So,
cool.
That'll add to that total of 18. I'm not going to mention any names right now. We just want them to be surprises.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some old stalwarts of the series. You know, Ron Eaton's going to be there. Kelly Tanner, we're excited about him being with the series now. Pete Harding, Shane Harding. Hopefully they get the baby over the border,
right.
And I get a chance to see this three-week-old young child. It's
going
to be a pretty good-looking kid with Shane and Shay.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary gene pool there, isn't it? Yeah,
exactly. Eric Richardson's coming up from the from California. He's going to run Travis Bennett's car, and so it's a good car. And he also has quite a bit of experience in the Grand National Series, so we're looking forward to him coming up.
Cool.
And Kelly Mann will be there, and you know that anytime he steps into a race car,
he's
got a good shot at it.
Especially over at Yakima.
And, a couple of Evergreen drivers, since they have the weekend off, are coming over. Jeff Knight, James Muggy.
Oh, cool.
Are bringing over their crate cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you know, we allow the crate motors to run at a 2,600 pounds, so it's really going to be interesting. This is something we've been waiting for all season long to see how that all comes together. And, you know, we may have to adjust the rules as we go, and hopefully not that we've hit it, you know, right on with these crate cars. It's going to be really interesting because they're only going to get better as the evening goes along. The others are going to be a little tougher to handle towards the end. Those crate motors are a lot easier to handle towards the end. Speaking of crate motors, I did a race, the first of the Big Four series down at South Sound. And you were right, Galen. Tom Moriarty is running a full a stock car. He was referring to J.J. Hamilton, his teammate that has the crate motor.
Speaking of South Sound, Scott, there's some great news, I guess, that came up. Isn't that right about in regards to the tour and South Sound Speedway?
Yeah, we really are. It's something we've been working on for a while behind the scenes and kept it as quiet as we could. And it finally came to fruition last week. You know, we are going to be a part of, it's going to be a race within a race of the Miller 200, which is their big race of the year. We'll actually have give points off to tour drivers that show up that day. The first finishing, the highest finishing, will get first place points and so on and so forth. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We've also had some other things going on behind the scenes. We've opened up our Labor Day weekend that we were going to have over at Yakima, and now the Late Model Challenge Series is going to be a part of that weekend. So a lot of things going on behind the scenes, very positive things. So that, and that's great for racing in the Northwest.
How about the steering boxes turning both ways here pretty quick?
Yes, yes.
That
is at Pacific Raceway in 2 weeks. And right now, I think we're going to be at about 30-plus cars.
Cool.
And some great names coming back out that have kind of put their cars away and are now actually converting those cars over to run on the road course. So we're really excited about that, and that'll be Saturday afternoon. We were hoping that it was going to be under the lights, but the lights aren't going to be done in time.
Oh.
So it will be a Saturday afternoon event.
All right. Well, good luck over at Yakima. Tell Ron we said hi. As always, appreciate you hanging out and giving us all the cool lowdown, my friend.
Yeah. Next time you talk to Carlson, ask him how he climbs that fence.
Okay.
I can't believe it. He was up that fence real quick.
He was. All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott. Good luck over there. Tell Ellie we said hi, and we're thinking about her, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Scott Ellsworth, always good to have them. A few people will be going over at Yakima Speedway. Carla Galen, thanks so much. Brandon, Sherry, thanks for your help as well. Always fun to be with you. We'll be back next week here on North Sound Racing. Lots going on. Stay tuned for the Pit Reporters.